It is interesting that we finished the Christmas season 30 years later with the baptism of Jesus. You can understand everything that happened at Christmas time, that Jesus is conceived and then he's born, and then the angels come, and then the Magi come, and then on the eighth day, so we don't know if they stayed in Nazareth or went into Jerusalem, but they were in a house somewhere, and Jesus is circumcised on the eighth day, and then they're there for another 40 days, and then he's presented in the temple. That would be February 2nd. And then after that, Herod wants to kill him, so then they go down to Egypt. So you can understand all those events as being part of Christmas, but why now we skip 30 years, right? We go over 30 years, and now the baptism of Jesus when he's 30 years old. And that's because between now and 30 years old, Jesus lived a hidden life. He lived in Nazareth. He lived in Egypt and then in Nazareth, hidden. So he was not epiphanized. He was not manifested to the world. At his birth, he was manifested to the world publicly. And then the Epiphany, the Magi, he's manifested to everyone in the world, the Gentiles included. And then in the temple, he's presented and manifested again. And then after that, no, until now, the baptism. So he's manifested. This is my beloved son. He's starting his public ministry. Listen to him. So that's why the church combines these as kind of one whole manifestation of the person of Jesus Christ, the God-man, who came to make men God. Because we used to be gods, little gods. We were filled with divine life. When God created Adam and Eve, he breathed into them. They were more God than human. And that's precisely what they lost. I like to think of us as broken gods. That's what we are. We're broken gods. We lost the divine nature. And now we're broken and we're struggling. And so God starts a rescue plan that's still in process. It's not complete yet. Where he's going to return us back into being more godlike than man, than human. More divine than human. Blended lives. That's what Father Solanus Casey said. That's what God wants, a blended life. And so you put different ingredients in the blender, but once you turn it on and they're blended, you just have one thing. You have your one protein shake. And he said, that's what God wants from us. And when Jesus says, the righteousness, allow it now, because John knows, why are you coming to me? I am sinful. I am a broken God. You are God. Baptism comes from you, Jesus, for me. All of the sacraments come from Jesus Christ. Through the priest, through the minister, to the people. But they all come from Christ. The scriptures came from Christ, from the Holy Spirit, from God. And so John knows that. He says, you don't need this. It doesn't go from me to you. It's supposed to come from you to us. We need baptism. And Jesus says, let it be for now to fulfill all righteousness. Righteousness for Jesus would have been the will of God. This is the will of my Father. I only do the will of my Father at every moment. So my Father wants it this way. My Father wants me to be baptized. And I thought about exactly kind of why. One reason, obviously, would be so we would see that Jesus Christ was willing to become a part of everything in our lives. So he wasn't going to be excluded from anything except sin. And we can talk about how do you get sin out of your life. We can talk about that in 5 more weeks because that's going to be Lent. But for now, he came down in order to bring us back. And he says it's fitting. All righteousness. It's fitting that I show them that I'm willing to participate in everything they go through. That's very comforting for me to know that there will be nothing I go through that he does not understand and that he has not experienced. And when I wake up in the morning or when I go to sleep at night and I see a full moon over the canyon, when I was in the Holy Land in Nazareth, I saw the moon. And I said, Jesus, that's the same moon you were looking at. And then when I saw the sun in the morning, the sunrise, Jesus, that's the same sun I look at in paradise going down over the coast. That's the same sun you looked at. And he said, yeah, I've experienced everything. Jesus cried for joy. I've cried for joy. Jesus has cried for sadness. I've cried for sadness. So I said, it feels good to know, Jesus, you know what I'm going through at every moment. And the other part of righteousness, I think, is that righteousness has to do with justice, rightness, making things right. And remember, the plan for God was to breathe His Holy Spirit into us, that we would be divine beings, divine humans. And that's what we lost, and we couldn't come back. We could not get the sin out and the Holy Spirit back in. But that's always been the plan. So could you imagine God saying to human beings, come on, get back. It would be like saying to a little child, 4 years old, get up on that big horse on that Clydesdale. And the child says, I can't get up on that horse. You got to get up on the horse. I know I'm supposed to be on the horse, but I can't get up there. Help me up. No, I'm not going to help you. Get up. Well, that child's going to start crying because they can't do it. And that's kind of what it was for us. God saying, come on, get back to me. Come on, be perfect. Come on, let's go. We can't do it. We can't get the sin out. We can't get the Holy Spirit in. But you got to do it. Come on. We know we have to do it. We know that's what you want. But we can't do it. You have to do it. Well, pretty soon we're just going to start crying and be very frustrated. And so in righteousness, God owed us a way back home, don't you think? You owe that child a way up on the horse if they're supposed to be on the horse. God owed us a way back home, and there He is. There He is. That's the way back. The way, the truth, and the life. Back to the heart of the Father. Baptizein. That's where the word baptism comes from, baptizein. It's a Greek word which means to submerge, to dip into. And in the early church, they didn't have churches in baptismal font. So, of course, they baptized people out in the water, in the lakes, and in the rivers. And they would literally submerge them three times into the life of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptizein. Jesus is dipped. He's submerged into our lives, into the world, in order to bring us back. And that this is uniquely Christian. That's why we're called Christians. We follow the Christ. And Bette Midler did a beautiful song. I don't know, can you give me, I feel like Frank Sinatra. Can you give me an E? La, la, la. I don't know if I can sing her song or not. La, la, la. Might be a little low. From a distance, remember that song? From a distance, there is harmony. And it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope. It's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us. From a distance. Okay, Alin. Na 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 na. Well, we'll let Bette Midler play the rest of it because she's good. She knows what she's doing. And it's a beautiful song, but it's not correct. He's not watching us from a distance anymore. He was for 2,000 years. They say Adam and Eve lived about 6,000 years ago. There were human, there were beings before that, but not in the image and likeness of God. And once they broke relationship with God, the Holy Spirit was not present. And for 2,000 years, read the book of Genesis, humanity just became more and more and more depraved, left to our own vices. That's what happens. Until God had to purify us with the flood. That was 2000 BC, 4,000 years ago. And after the flood, God says, now I'm going to start sending the Holy Spirit more powerfully. Abraham, you're going to be the father of a nation, the Jewish people. And the Jewish people started to receive the teachings and the law and the worship and the temple. Help. Help from on high. But even that wasn't enough. God was still at a distance from the Jews. Until God became man and immersed himself into this world. The Jews and the Muslims still can't accept that. For them, God is always the perfect, infinite being who would never come down into the messiness and the ugliness of us. He never took on sin within himself, Jesus, but he had to mix with it all the time, just like we do. And he was willing to do that, to bring us back home. So the song really, it's beautiful, but it's not correct. He's not watching us from a distance. He's here. Remember the fourth dimension? And he wants to come in, interpenetrate us. Mixed lives. Like a shake. So if he's watching us, it's only to watch us to see, are you going to respond? Because I gave you free will. Do you want to be baptized? Do you want to be immersed? Because we immerse ourselves in baptism. Not only into Jesus, but into their being, into their existence, as in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why we say, I baptize you, and we say in the name of, right? I like to think of it as I baptize you into relationship with the Father, and in with the Son, and in relationship with the Holy Spirit. You are now a new creature, and you don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to the one who loves you, to the God of the universe. And it's sad for me when I see that people don't baptize. They don't understand. Especially it's sad when I hear parents say, well, I'm not going to baptize my child because I want them to decide when they get older. To me, that means that parent has no faith. Because if you actually believed that your child could have sin removed and divine life in them, and you don't want that, then you don't understand. You don't believe. Baptism brings us into a blended life. And that's where prayer comes in. Jesus says, it's now up to you. Because I have entered your existence and I'm not leaving. Have you ever thought of that? Jesus entered the earth. He entered our reality 2,000 years ago. And he's not leaving. And for some people, that's really good news. I praise him for that. That's really good news. But you know, before I was 28, that wasn't such great news. Because I was kind of having fun without him. And so if you just want to have a good time for yourself on earth, I don't know that I want Jesus down here. I kind of like him looking at us from a distance. I get to do what I want, think what I want, have my life my way. But no, he's here and he's not leaving. And at every moment, every single human being on earth is deciding for Jesus, either for God or against God. It's every thought that we have. It's every decision we make. It's how we're responding to everything that is good and beautiful and true. More will be required of you and I because we've been exposed to Christianity. We're not Jews or Muslims or Hindus. We know. It's kind of like my mom used to say, you know better. You know better, Chuck, you're old enough. It's like, we know better. And so more will be required of us. But every person, based on how they're responding at every moment, is choosing for God or against God. And in our baptism, Jesus says, I brought you to myself. So come on, let's go. Let's go, you and I. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. So come on. And there was a beautiful reflection I saw about Jesus standing between the years. And I thought, here we are at the beginning of a new year. And isn't that beautiful? Jesus says, I stand between the years. The light of my presence is flung across the year to come. 2026, the radiance of the Sun of Righteousness. Backward over the past year is my shadow thrown, hiding trouble and sorrow and disappointment. Dwell not on the past, only on the present. Store only the blessings from me, the light of the world.